their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Waycross at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to welcome you on board with a brand new start of a brand new month. Looking forward to what God is going to do in and through each of us as we serve Him each and every day. One of the things that I believe is so vital in your life and in mine, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, is to be that watchman on the wall that God would have us to be in warning of dangers to come. That's exactly what we do each and every day on this broadcast. It is our desire to see you, our listener, join in the dialogue and the discussion. And oftentimes I forget to remind you often enough, and that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about today what I believe is a very serious, grave, concerning issue. Are we destroying our Constitution? Are we destroying our Constitution? Just recently, I listened to a commentator on national news, and he said we're seeing our Constitution shredded each and every day. And I've been saying that under this Biden administration. I've been saying that for about 3 years now. We're watching Joe Biden single-handedly. Of course, he's the puppet. He's the Manchurian candidate, and thus the Manchurian president. He's the puppet, but we're watching through the puppet Biden. We're watching our Constitution being eviscerated each and every day. And I believe that it's time that we, the people, we as conservatives and Christians, speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. The Apostle Paul, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 through 13 in particular, the Bible talks about putting on the whole armor of God. And then in the 13th verse, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, the Apostle Paul said, having done all, stand. And that means after we're armored up, after we're prepared, after we know the enemy, after we recognize the enemy, after we identify the enemy, we're to stand, not bow, not bend, not run, not sit, not be silent, but we're to stand. Literally means digging in the heels and not submitting to that which is going to destroy our nation, our morals, ethics, values. It was Tony Perkins about 2 years ago said the Biden administration is doing more to destroy the faith, the family, and our freedom than any other president or presidents put together. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss this very serious issue today, we have a very important guest that we're going to introduce in a moment right after the brief monologue. But as we look at the issue, we need to be ready to take a stand, to become involved, to do something. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible, the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus declares, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. We don't have to worry about the word of God having to be updated, modified, changed, or rearranged, or something that is to be jettisoned. It's the apostate preacher, Andy Stanley, that says we need to just jettison the Old Testament, that we need to discontinue to believe that the Ten Commandments have anything to do with modern Christianity, that we're to believe science and not the Bible when it comes to God's creation. Well, Andy Stanley's just shown truly who he is. The recent seminar where he had open arms welcoming the LGBTQ sodomite community into the church and saying that the church should embrace them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing a decline of truth, a dereliction of truth, a refusal to believe truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're finding that to be true, if I can use the spin on that term today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a fascinating discovery and statement. DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint made this statement in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. What he's saying without saying it is that we need to look at everything that's taking place in the world, everything that's taking place in society, all that we see on a local, state, national, and global level. We need to view it from the prism of the biblical worldview. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. And I believe that's necessary today, that we analyze what's taking place, look at what is happening. Even with the cognitive depleted Joe Biden, we need to recognize what God is doing in the midst of allowing that to take place. Some say, and I'm a believer of that, some say that we're watching the progressive hand of God in the judgment on America because we've rejected the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our nation. And I believe that's true. But I believe we're still in a position as a people with a volitional choice to make a determination of what we want to see for America. I am saddened, ladies and gentlemen, when I read the recent survey that says for the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own truth. And then when you find part of the survey, it shows that 62%, that's 62% of the millennials believe that socialism is better than capitalism in our nation. And it's simply because of what they've been taught in the so-called higher education socialist, Marxist, brainwashing indoctrination centers in America. We need to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's our attempt on this broadcast each and every day, defending the truth of the Word of God. The Scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs 26 and 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. We're watching today the Biden administration, the corrupt DOJ, and the thugs with badges and the FBI. They're trying to undermine and tear down and destroy a political enemy. They're trying to ruin Donald J. Trump. And it's as a result of the mindset today that we can rule America with a dictatorial mindset, with executive orders, and not by legislation and the process that our Constitution provides for us as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions. They're hiring, ladies and gentlemen, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. You're invited, ladies and gentlemen, to drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com, ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a brief few moments before we start taking our first calls, but let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We have with us today a very special guest that I'm going to be interviewing in just a moment. Jim Cruden is with us today. Jim is the faith leader of the Duval County program, faith division leader for the organization Citizens Defending Freedom. And I'm going to be looking forward to our dialogue and discussion. We're going to be talking specifically about what is happening in America, what we see in the erosion of our Constitution and our liberties. We'll be talking about the evisceration of our Constitution. And the question that we need to ask, is there anything in the Constitution that says that Christians and conservatives and patriots cannot take a stand for liberty, cannot take a stand in the defending of our faith once delivered to the saints? May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at what's happening in America, we're seeing our constitutional republic. By the way, it's a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. I get a little upset, Jim, when we see those on television, those anchors, talking about Democracy 2024. Have you watched that?
Yes, Doctor.
Democracy 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. We have a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. And ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the sovereignty of America being destroyed purposefully. I've watched too many commentators on television say, well, I can't figure why Biden has the open borders. I can't figure why he has not sealed the borders, etc. I've said for many, 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 many months now, and in fact, probably going on to 2 years in particular on this particular subject, that somewhere between 7 and 8 million have crossed the borders illegally under the Biden administration. I just listened to an astounding number by a conservative commentator that said probably between 17 and 20 million have entered into America that's illegal, and yet the Biden administration is nodding a wink and not doing anything about it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
How you doing, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing good. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. They be talking about, I call them the rhinos. Tell them I'm trying to impeach Joe Biden. Okay, what about his son? What about his family that made all this money through his connections when he was vice president? And it's sad. Like you say, it's not him. It's his puppet master that's doing this, trying to bring our republic down. And that's true. I mean, writing on the wall.
Kenneth, when we look at it and analyze it, and we're talking about that, and that's part of the one of the facets that we'll look at today as we discuss the fact that we're destroying our Constitution. Joe Biden has been in on the public dole through his so-called endeavors in politics for over 50 years. Joe Biden's never signed the front of a check. He's always signed the back of the check. And I'm talking about he's never had payroll. And as a result of that, he has gotten accustomed to making deals and wheeling and dealing. I'm looking at a giant headline. Jim Biden, that's Joe's brother, told the FBI that he tried to help the Chinese officials to buy a U.S. facility. It's just coming to a head, and you touched on it, with Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the whole Biden family cabal, that they have literally been selling America. I call that treason. When you analyze the Constitution, it is nothing but treason. And so, Kenneth, one of the questions that I'll ask before I let you go, the question is this. Do you believe that Joe Biden should be impeached? And do you believe that what the Republicans are doing will ultimately end up in an impeachment? What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? I don't think so, because you got so many rhinos in the Republican Party right now. I believe they're going to let him go scot-free. I hope they don't. I mean, the real Republicans, that's great, our government, hopefully. But I know that they stacked the cards. The Democrats have stacked the cards. I believe that.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. One of my opinions, and I'm praying that I'm wrong. They're going to find all of the evidence. They're going to produce all of the documents. They're going to put together the total paper trail. But yet the socialist Marxist media, the Communist Network News, denying any evidence of Biden's guilt whatsoever. They're promulgating that thought. And the average person, the average individual in America today, listen to the Communist Network News for their source of news, the Marxist media. And so the majority of the public today really believe that there's no evidence. They really believe that this is a political charade on behalf of the Republicans. And secondly, I believe, as you said, we've got too many rhinos, Kevin McCarthy being one of them, Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I believe that we have a whole group of so-called conservative Republicans that are spineless. And when it comes down to it, old cliche, when the chips are down, they're going to refuse to prosecute Joe Biden on the basis that it will look like it's a political prosecution. So when it comes to that end result, we won't do it.
Dr. Youngblood, they're getting paid. I believe they're truly getting paid by his puppeteers.
You've got behind the scenes the lobbyists that are lobbying all their worth to try to prevent it. That's part of it, yes. But Kenneth, all we can do as believers, as conservatives, is just as you're doing, just as your wife's doing, just as I'm praying that you're having influence on family members and others, just as we need to do today, is stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, come out from under the bed, come out of the closet, and let our light shine in a darkened society. That's the need today, perhaps more than ever in the history of America. Kenneth, thank you so much. God bless you. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Good afternoon, Jim. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Thank you. Redress of grievances is enumerated in the Constitution, but that's not the purpose of my call. I don't know if either one of you have read, but I think it's October 4th between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock this coming Wednesday. They're going to have a nationwide test for what they're calling a FEMA alert that will ping and address every single phone in the United States. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, that's a good thing because it'll let us know if there's a disaster. Well, here's the upside or the other side to this ping that's going to occur. They will have the location of every single phone in the United States of America, and along with, if you have a listed number, which you do if you have a phone, most likely, unless you've gone out and paid cash and had another ID, they will know exactly where you're at on that given day at that given time. Turning off your phone during this period will not keep them from knowing this information, because your phone will still ping a GPS tower.
Jim, it's funny you're talking about that, because a few days ago, several people were talking to us about it. And I have a nephew who's for years has been saying, don't hold that phone up to your ear. The electrical power from that phone is very dangerous, the radiation and so forth. And now those kind of things are coming out. But to your point specifically, what this dear friend of ours said is, Uncle Jim, put your phone in your microwave.
Don't do that. It will not work.
Don't turn the microwave
on. Here's how you can test whether it'll block signal or not. Put it inside your microwave, then call it from another phone. If it rings inside the microwave, you know it doesn't work. Now, a microwave does not work because the associated wavelength of the signal that travels there. You want a real cheap, expedient way, wrap it in heavy-duty aluminum foil.
Oh, great. All right. Well, the listeners just got a good tip.
And then put it in the microwave.
And then turn it on.
If you want a new phone, then turn it on.
Yeah. But anyway, you can test any Faraday cage you want by that field expedient way there. It's a real simple thing to do. Wrap it in something or put it in a Faragauge, then call from another phone. If the call goes through, add more foil or add more cage.
Thank you. Great input. It's
all about the wavelength that travels and the spacing between the material substrate that allows the interruption of the signal itself, sir.
Absolutely. Jim, one question before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
Very serious question. We have the U.S. House controlled by the so-called Republicans that's going through what is called an impeachment inquiry. Now, I know the difference, and I know you do, but I want you to explain to our listeners, what is the difference between an impeachment and an impeachment inquiry? And a backup question to that, why the inquiry and not just go for full impeachment?
Well, the inquiry is a determination. It's kind of like a grand jury. It comes into being to be able to look at the evidence, and if there's a preponderance of actual prosecutable crimes or events that occurred. So the inquiry will just say, can we impeach him or not? And they'll bring forth the evidence, and then they'll have the actual impeachment, which is similar to like an indictment. And at that point, then it'll go through the impeachment and it'll be voted on. And it may or may not pass the House, but it has to pass the House, and then it has to be forwarded to the Senate. And once it gets to the Senate, that's where it will die, because there are not going to be 2/3 of the Senate representation that will allow what they think on the Democrat side is this political farce to go on. That's what the Democrats are thinking. There's no reason for this. I see no evidence. And they're going to refuse to see any evidence that's brought before them.
Absolutely. Jim, one final question as an exit question for just a moment. Do you believe Christians should be involved in what is called today the political process? Do you believe Christians should speak out? Do you believe that pastors should take a stand from the pulpit? Do you believe that Christians should say anything good, bad, or indifferent and challenging what we're doing in America through the destruction of our Constitution?
Absolutely. We have a vested interest in our own future and our ability to worship God the way that we choose to worship God, because we know that He is our Creator. We know that His Son is our Savior. We know these things. So if we do not speak out, we're going to allow those who want to not follow God or Jesus there to rule us. And to be quite honest, some of these people are completely unhinged, and the worst tyrant you can find is the one that says, I'm doing it for your own good. They'll cage us, they'll kill us, they'll arrest us, they'll prosecute us. We must speak out.
That's right, and it's on the fast track for that. And I'm not saying that as a doom and gloomist, but I'm saying that as a realist, because as we watch what's happening globally, we're watching the curtain closing, we're watching the time shortening, we're watching the day approaching rapidly when the church is going to be raptured out, and when the Antichrist will step on the scene and will rule with an iron fist. And yet people seemingly, Jim, are either blinded by the world or they're simply wanting to be silent with what is taking place, especially in America today. But we can keep praying, keep looking up. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what God's going to do as we take a stand for Him. And I want us to now take a moment. Thank you so much. I want to formally introduce our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us today James Cruden. Jim, as we know him today, Jim is the faith leader for the Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of a busy schedule. I'm a little bit familiar with all that you're doing, but I know that since we last spoke, since we last had this opportunity to have dialogue on this broadcast, you have gotten into the depth of your ministry and serving the Lord in it. Tell some of our listeners that may not know you, may not know anything about your organization, tell us something about you, your background, and your passion today.
Thank you, Doctor. It's a privilege to be on your
Amen.
Show,
it's a
as
delight.
Usual. And you're a shining light in a dark world. And it's just an honor to be on the show with you. Your message to the listeners is just uplifting and informative. You're not afraid to speak the truth. And
Amen.
As you talked about that, you immediately talked about the full armor of God. And
Amen.
Now we need to remind one another that we are under attack, and it's not a flesh and blood attack. It's a spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm.
So make no mistake about it. As far as my background, I had a background in the service when I got out of school. Then I got into an apprenticeship after the military and made my way through the mortgage industry, which is ironic. Mortgage, I guess, taken from the Latin, mort means death and gage means pledge. So a death pledge.
Death pledge.
But I learned it from the back office to the front, and not the way that I would recommend it. Very
mm-hmm.
hard way to learn an industry.
Mm-hmm.
And but had a blast and was very blessed throughout that time. But as I grew up and matured a little bit and my relationship with Jesus, October 11, 2009, I became a follower of Christ
and
confessed Him as my Lord and Savior. And we have our little ministry, the Carry Cross. And not too long ago, Kathleen Murray, our director from Citizens Defending Freedom, at one of the meetings we were at, said, "Jimmy, would you consider, James, consider being the faith leader for this?" And I was overwhelmed and gratified that she would ask, and so I jumped at the situation. I feel wholly unqualified to do it, but if not me, who? And if
That's
not
right.
now, when?
That's right.
And so I've done my best to take a crash course in anything and everything I can, and I consider you a huge resource in
hey,
your
well,
program.
Well, I'm thankful for the opportunity.
I would tell you that Citizens Defending Freedom is like a modern day, better equipped from the attorney level and from the monetary level, like a Tea Party 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great group of people, and the huge difference is they publicly and broadly proclaim their love of Christ.
Amen.
We realize that there's not a single individual or group that's going to change the world or save it. But collectively, from a local standpoint, our focus is to what can we do locally? We
Amen.
Can't change Washington,
Amen.
But locally, if we get involved and roll up our sleeves, and we believe as believers that the pastors in the pulpit have a tremendous amount of power, but unfortunately, and it's sad to say this, they've blown it.
Mm-hmm.
A large percentage of them
mm-hmm.
are not as courageous as you.
Mm-hmm.
They are not stepping out in the faith. They're not willing to face, and it's so sad to me that they're not even willing to face, forget the flaming arrows of the devil. They're not even willing to take public criticism. I mean, Jesus said, my followers, by the way, guys, because of me, the world will hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
and I'm a novice. I'm a baby. I'm mm-hmm. spiritual milk is new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I'm learning, if we're going to lean into it and do the right thing, that means do the right thing no matter who's watching. And that watching in that book, A Letter to the American Church, one of the letters, it says, pray as if it's all on God. However, work as though it's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Colossians 3:23 and 4 says, whatever you do, work as though you're working for the Lord, because your ultimate inheritance is in heaven. So truly is the Lord our God we serve. Well, if that's true, why aren't my pastors and elders and fellow believers going to city council meetings and school board meetings? And Citizens Defending Freedom, they don't take sides.
Mm-hmm.
They take God's side, period.
That's right. That's the key to it.
Yes.
Because you don't find the Republicans and Democrats in heaven. In fact, very frankly, when you look at that, I think it's impossibility for a person to say that they're absolute sold out and surrendered to the Democratic Party and say I'm a Christian.
Yep.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to further dialogue and discussion as we're talking with James Cruden. James is the faith leader for Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom. So hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz advancing plans to try to remove fellow GOP lawmaker Kevin McCarthy. As Speaker of the House, Gaetz is upset over the short-term spending bill averting a partial government shutdown. Democrats growing increasingly uneasy with the Biden campaign's focus on the economy. According to Politico and Axios, some of the president's allies displeased with the campaign's promotion of Bidenomics. Making good on his previous pledge to select a black woman, California Governor Newsom has chosen LaFonta Butler to succeed Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week. And a church roof collapse has killed at least 9 people in northern Mexico. Authorities say it gave way during a service yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow down 107 points, and NASDAQ is up 51. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you join us today. We have as our very special guest, James Crunden. I'm getting it correct, Crunden. Not. I was telling him just a moment ago, James Cruden, and the author of theologian that wrote the book, The Bible and Politics. So I have tried to confuse that name. But it's James Crunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N. So that's my correction so that you'll know who we're talking with today. Jim is the faith leader for the organization that he's with, Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom. Jim, again, let me say to you, so benefit for our listeners, we're delighted that you're with us. And our telephone lines, ladies and gentlemen, is open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes right through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about the subject that I think is very serious. Are we destroying our Constitution? Ladies and gentlemen, I've got several questions I'm going to compact into one, and then we'll make a transition back to our communication with Jim. The question that got the government, God created civil government. Let's back up. Genesis 1 through Revelation 22, you see in the scripture, God created the government, God created the home, God created government, God created the church, and in that order. Anything that we talk about as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, as citizens in general, any of those categories that we discuss is a central Biblicist issue. And I'm a little bit wary with hearing people bifurcate words and say, well, that's a political conversation, that's a social, that's a biblical, a theological, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, any discussion that we have in relationship to civil government, let me just put it to rest, any discussion we have about civil government is a biblical, central Biblicist issue, and we ought not to shy away from it. So the question is, what is government for? God created government. When you look at Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7 in particular, you find that God created government for the very purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. We reverse that today. It goes back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that there's coming a day when good will be considered bad, bad will be considered good, and we got that today taking place as more than ever in the history of our great nation. We're to honor God. We're to submit to God's government as his servant, but if government has declined to the point where civil government no longer acknowledges God, recognizes God, and they make rules and regulations and pass legislation that's antithetical to God's word, as Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what has taken place in the recent years in America, where there's a mindset somehow that every Christian should be silent and not talk about government. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is facing impeachment. Talked about that a moment ago. Why is that so? I believe it's because Joe Biden's committed treason. It's not something where he's just done something wrong. He's committed treason. When you look at the Constitution, you look at a president's responsibility, he is to protect the sovereignty of our nation. Not only has Biden not protected the sovereignty, he's purposefully tried to undermine, tear down, and destroy the sovereignty of America today. We have that as a major, major, major reason that I believe we need to prosecute, impeach Joe Biden and not just talk about it. So as we're here today with the representative, the faith leader for Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom, Jim, most churches, and I know that you have the answer, most of those listening may not, at least many may not. So the question is, Jim, as we think about what is happening, most churches, they feel that they cannot preach about politics. They cannot talk about politics, even from the pulpit saying that we need to be silent, not say anything about politics. What is your position? What is the constitutional position? Is there a place in the Constitution that says if you're Christian, you cannot get involved in politics?
No, 100% no. Absolutely not. We need godly men and women to step up and be involved in politics. Our government can't properly function without godly men and women. Laws must line up under God's laws. The law in society should be balanced on justice and mercy, such as the Bible is. The justice and the liberty and the freedom that we seek, the things that are going to make our country run harmoniously, are lined up with God's precious word. Morality, lawfulness, education, liberty, these are the things that our country was established on and our founding fathers prayed would come together in it. But we've been deceived, and complacency and falling asleep at the wheel has happened insidiously. There's an article, and we were talking about it briefly at the break. The article said it's not obviously glaring. Sometimes it creeps in unannounced. Its damage is crafty, leaving churches not as sanctuaries for saints, but rather as social clubs for sinners. Spiritual complacency prioritizes personal comfort over biblical truth, keeping the peace, a phrase more aptly described as preserving the lie. And then finally, gospel-less sermons, so ones that aren't, start out as occasional talking points, but the real trap is that these are couched in Christian lingo and even sprinkled with scripture, making them palatable. It often begins with well-intentioned desire to be relevant or accessible. However, the effect is like adding water to wine. So basically, it's no longer about glorifying God, but about making us feel better about ourselves. They're turning our sanctuaries into self-help seminars. One of the things that shocked me is I read recently that 2.1 billion people in America seek mystical services. Mm-hmm. Now, how is that for a mm-hmm. lost society?
That's right.
Because our leaders in Christ aren't saying, wait. Nothing has changed. God is still on his throne. He's at the mercy seat.
Amen.
But yet we're being deluded and drawn by media in all these different ways. And look at this shiny object. And our attention is being dragged away from the Lord. The focus on Christ, it can't be stressed enough. But it frustrates most of us, and I know it does you. I listen to you on the radio all the time, that our leaders at the church, they were called upon in the beginning of this nation, and they rose to the challenge. Some people have heard of, and I recently read a lot about the Black Robe Regiment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I am not encouraging people to come out and do anything violent and so forth for the kingdom of God. But what I am saying is courage can be seen and determined just by your ability to push away from the table and come to a city council meeting or a school board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I joked with somebody the other day, a couple months ago, about, well, why are you so fired up about this? I said, because misery does love company. It's not fun.
That's right.
It's very disturbing to go and see what our city leaders and our school board, not all of them, but a vast majority of them, would right. have going on in our school. Mm-hmm. And I can say, because of the gals and the guys that are working behind the scenes, if you wanted your middle schooler to not be in a bathroom that was with a biologically different child, mm-hmm. thanks to our some of what we put in place, Duval County has separate bathrooms. Mm-hmm. They were trying to mix them.
They had mixed them under Dr. Green's leadership.
Yeah.
They had, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Jim, that you're doing that I am fascinated by and encouraged with is your Patriots Academy. Tell us about Patriots Academy. What is it? What do you do? How is it carried out? And how can people?
Wasn't it Theodore Roosevelt, when he saw the national parks and some of the beauty, he said, the beauty has bankrupted the English language.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be a little bit of a stretch, but do you know how when you get in your mind, when you listen to somebody or hear somebody or watch somebody through media and so forth, you prejudge what they're going to be like when you meet them in person? Lori and I recently went to a Liberty Pastors Convention at Liberty University, and I mm-hmm. told you that, and I'm still on cloud nine. We got a chance to meet Rick Green, who's the founder of Patriot Academy. Beyond my wildest dreams, the sincerity, the love of country, the love of the Lord, you know, says C.S. Lewis said, don't forget your first love.
Amen.
You know, do not be some radical, over-the-top, you know, America or die kind of thing. Yes, we love our country. But looking through the Bible, and we did, our founding fathers, it was one nation under God and so forth. And I believe that. But I can't find the USA, America, in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I find the Lord.
Right.
And that's where my allegiance lies.
Amen.
Yes, I love this country, and yes, I want to see this country prosper. And yes, I'm frustrated that we're asleep at the wheel,
mm-hmm.
And I want to make whatever differences I can, but not to the extent of violence and so forth. Just get involved. Mm-hmm. Saul Alinsky, have I got a second to talk about
yes.
him, Reese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he, if I wrote a book and I gave my credits to the devil, Saul Alinsky died in 1976, but his book called Rules for Radicals
yes.
is literally still the playbook
mm-hmm.
of the radical left.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a brilliant guy, but for the wrong reasons. Yes, wrong reasons. And so let us not, as believers, you know, be complacent to the extent that we don't think that evil is crafty and deceitful and has a lot of minions at work under it. So he dedicated the book to Lucifer, mm-hmm. literally the book, the first radical who rebelled so well he got his own kingdom. He died in 1976, but this article said the handbook is still followed by the radical left. The three main points of the book are to stir up discontent.
Yes.
The issue is the issue, like mm-hmm. make it an issue, not to try to solve it, but to stir things up and change government to undermine and basically chaos. So stir up discontent. Use problems. In other words, leverage them for your nefarious
right.
plans
mm-hmm.
and then create guilt. I mean, some of the writings of some of these people, everybody on the radio has heard of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill had some wonderful things to say about it, and George Orwell did too. But Winston Churchill said a couple things that I thought were really interesting. One of them was the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of blessings. The inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what it is. And it's shocking when you find that 62% of the millennials today would prefer socialism, and it's because of what they've been taught.
If we could bring them to Venezuela in a time capsule,
right,
and show, as one of our buddies through CDF we met who did something called Liberty Chat. So in the beginning of the plague, a few months into it, a gentleman named Brian started Liberty Chat in his community at a local community center, and he has a great background in it. And he grew up as a child in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw Venezuela when it
firsthand.
Thrived. He came here, he had a military career, retired, and now he's a teacher, an educator, and first off, a Christ follower. So his conscience would not allow him rest unless he did something. Well, we were all locked down, and he got permission to open up his community center, and he started this unbelievable little light. It was like a little candle of light. And I don't even live in the same community, but heard about it and went. And that was what brought myself and several other people to Citizens Defending Freedom. And Kathleen met him through her son attended the school he went to. And the Lord will work. I caution your listeners, be very careful what you pray for. Because sometimes when you say, Lord, please give me the words, mm-hmm. give me the heart for you, Lord God, that when people look at me, they see your reflection.
Amen.
Through my words and my actions, mm-hmm. and how I don't let me just walk it out and talk it out. Let me live it and teach it and learn it and pass it on. I tell people now that you can test people by texting them. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is if you want to see who your friends are and who's willing to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, ask them to come to a city council meeting or a school board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the movie line, run, Forrest, run. It's just, yeah.
What you're saying is a capitalization of what I understand you're teaching in the Patriots Academy. Tell us about that and how people can become involved.
Yes, please.
How they can reach you, how they can become involved.
They can email me. Your listeners can email me at jcrunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N, and I'll do it again real quick, maybe at the end of the broadcast, at ccdfusa.com, or they can call me at 904-237-1068. We have meetings the last Thursday of the month at Hoppin' Jack's restaurant, which is across from Wounded Warriors Project up in the South Point area. The owner of that is a wonderful guy named Howdy Russell, and he keeps the restaurant open late. He loves it if you buy food there, show up at 6 and eat if you want to. And then the meeting starts at 6:30. Kathleen is a phenomenal administrator and the lead of that, and she gets us out by 8. And it's a wonderful time to share ideas, to get questions answered, and just see what we can do. So it's simple, it's good, and that's one thing. We will lean into you for joining us and coming. Even if you just come, if you're afraid to speak in public, which a lot of people fear that, don't. Listen to city council, listen to school boards, and go a while and just listen. And I caution you, if you pray for the Lord to give you the strength or the words to say, He'll do it. He knows our hearts.
Amen. Well, summarize this for me,
mm-hmm.
because we've talked pretty clearly about the need to be salt and light,
yep.
the need to stand, the need to be available to be a part of the solution. Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom, an organization, that organization, what do members of that organization do? What are their responsibilities? How do they become a part of it? How can they identify with it? And then as such, what are they expected to do?
Very, very, very simple, and thank you very much. And thanks for bringing me back to the reality here, too. One of the biggest things, and you started to talk about it, was Patriot Academy. Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom has this one monthly meeting,
mm-hmm.
and they have several things you can get involved with, as far as doing research, reading history books, looking at things that may be inappropriate for kids in schools. Come to the meetings, listen, see what the Lord has you and wants you to do. These are unpaid positions. These are just trying to turn over, see where the money comes from. We have people involved in the upper echelon that look for the money, and unfortunately they can find that some of the money is tied to bad things, and there's things being paid for. But one of the biggest things that we do is offer a biblical citizenship class. We're getting ready to start a new one, and you can email me or call me about that. either Zoom or in person, but it's an 8-week class on biblical citizenship. The first, they last about an hour and 15 minutes or so. The first class, they're all narrated by Rick Green and several other guest people that come in. The first one is called The Foundation, and it's narrated primarily by Rick Green and Kirk Cameron, mm-hmm. a famous actor who's phenomenal. And we talked about that a few months ago.
Amen.
He went over the monument to the Founding Fathers, and out of the 22 people that we had, the first one in our living room, I stood up at the end because all I did was enable the meeting to go on and start the video kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And at the end, confessed I had never heard of the monument to the mm-hmm. Founding Fathers.
Mm-hmm. Called Monumental.
Monumental, yes.
Monumental, yes.
So that's one of the big things. Once you learn some of the insides and the outsides of biblical citizenship in modern America, he takes apart from 30,000 feet what the Constitution means, what the Declaration of Independence means, goes through our amendments, goes through our rights and our responsibilities as citizens, so that we know what we've been given as a trust, and then how can we do it? A lot of people say, well, I don't know anything about government. Well, it's a lot more simple than what you think.
That is
as
right.
you peel the layers
Correct.
Of the onion back, you can have the nuances mm-hmm. and idiosyncrasies that make it a little complicated. But it kind of reminded me as I started to learn it of that movie, The Wizard of Oz, where Toto pulled the curtain away and he said, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The wizards don't want you to know who's
right.
pulling the levers and what's going on behind there.
That's exactly right.
But when you start to get into it or get involved in it, that Liberty Pastors Convention that we got invited to, and there'll be another one, mm-hmm. and I pray you and your bride can go. I think I told you, because I'm on a budget, it was $99 in all expenses. All we had to do is show up there.
Mm.
One of the things that they did is called PI, and it's talked about government in an introduction, and it separates them, and it says, well, what does that mean, PI? What does that exactly talk about? Well, it talks about the principle of higher taxes, the greater the government's control. The lesser taxes, the more the people are in control.
Right.
Then I stands for impact. Well, the more money that's taken away from you through taxes, the more limited your individual choices are.
Right.
Think of a pie, and the pie's not sounding very edible right now. And then explanation. Well, Thomas Jefferson once said that freedom is having choices. When the government takes your money through taxes, it reduces your choices, thereby reducing your freedom. The labels free enterprise and socialism merely identify whether a country or an individual is in support of more or less freedom. Again, they try to overcomplicate it. So Citizens Defending Freedom, you'll absolutely fall in love with the players there. I'm the weak link in the chain. But Kathleen, who runs it in Duval County, is a graduate of the military academy, honorably served her country, retired as a full commander, and is unbelievable, a great speaker, a firecracker. And then the other gals that are involved, and guys, phenomenal group of people, definitely willing to roll up their sleeves at the right thing.
Amen. That's what is needed in society today. Jim, a very simple question, but very, very profound, I believe. Do you believe there's a nefarious plan to erase or to change our history?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me how and what, very briefly.
100%. I think, well, a lot of it could be twisted and from the radical left. And what I think they do is they play on people's emotions. That we joked about that, or well, touched on that, that fear can be quoted as false evidence appearing real. So they try to get people to think that they've been robbed of something, or they're being taken advantage of, or they're being discriminated against or singled out. And one of the things that they've done is try to erase history by literally removing monuments.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot rewrite history. The country has had some bad things in the past. There's no doubt about that. And it's had some bad things in the present. There's evil. There's evil afoot. Obviously, the defund the police push was the pendulum swinging way far the other way. The majority of police and law enforcement, I think, are there for the right reasons. As
right.
you talked,
right.
touched on Romans, for he's mm-hmm. the minister to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid.
Right.
For he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. So I think the majority of them get it for the right, but there are some bad ones. And, of mm-hmm. course, those bad ones stick out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in every level of,
right.
of law
so
enforcement,
all
higher,
of
middle, and the civic levels, the police locally. But I think it's swung too bad the other way. And I think, unfortunately, we see quickly the result of that in a lot of our major cities or democratically primarily run cities that have horrific crime rates. So I think that innocent people that are meaning well are thinking that, well, if we get rid of this, then this will change. You can change ripping anything down you want, but it's not going to stop the shootings. It's not going to stop the looting.
Right.
It's not
right.
going to stop the evil that has now been released. It's one of those things like once you've seen it, you can't unsee it kind of thing. And people know it. Well, is it going to be mob rule? And is it going to be evil wins the day? Or is it going to be wisdom? Proverbs 24, 3 and 4 talks about by wisdom a house is built, through understanding it's established. That's key. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Not through deception and deceit and propaganda. I think we talked briefly about how things have changed so much, and we talked about that letter, the Father's Day letter that former President Barack Obama read in June 15, 2008. He talked about the attack on the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that?
Right.
But I think maybe trying to twist the vote
trying
and say,
to twist
well, people
the vote.
See
yeah.
things happening. Mm-hmm. But he wrote a letter, and he hit the stacks back then in 2008. A single family with a child growing up without a dad is 5 times more likely to have a child in poverty, 9 times more likely to drop. This is his letter or his speech to the church. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Behavioral problems such as running away and becoming teenage parents themselves continue the cycle of this horrific thing. As Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
And part of that destroying the foundation, Jim, I believe you find in what is called the DEI.
Yep.
Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I'll explain it in two ways. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Again, we could argue all day about maybe it came from the right place or maybe it's nefarious and evil. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately think that it's a liberal, radical liberal yes. way to take away something and give it to somebody that, that hasn't earned it and to try to undermine society. In this country specifically. I think they'll try to spread it to the world, but I think people have probably seen on the news and heard on the news about things like people getting in positions that they shouldn't be in because of maybe their birthright or whether they're race or whether they're male or female sort of thing. But they put them in a position to fill a slot.
Yes.
And then somebody that was more qualified, whether it's a surgeon or a pilot or whatever it might have been, was passed over for the job.
Mm-hmm. And our new mayor just opened a department called DEI.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's divisive. I think it's insidious. And I think it's exclusionary is what DEI is. And I know there's certain states that are starting to nip it in the bud. And I think that Florida, from a state level, from our government, our governor's office, I think he's trying to say, wait. I'm not going to have a doctor operate on my loved one who is a certain persuasion that you want to hire, whether it's male, female, whatever race, because of that versus their qualifications. What is their history? What kind of surgery records and outcomes have they had? Well, that's not important. We're going to hire them because they fit. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And honest people know that. If you're flying a plane, mm-hmm. By the way, Did I get in this plane and was this person a DEI hire?
Mm-hmm.
There's colleges now that aren't saying it, but they're seeing the results of it where corporate American jobs are not looking at some of the Ivy League schools with the same keen interest that they used to have.
That's right.
Because they've dumbed them down.
Dumbed them down completely.
And so they're looking at other institutions and going, wait a minute, this is a moral, law-abiding, honest, and maybe like a Liberty University, a Christ-centered school, let's hire somebody out of that.
Absolutely. Jim, we've got about 30 seconds on the broadcast. Give our listeners information how they can reach you, how they can become a part of Duval County Citizens Defending Freedom, and something about Patriots Academy, how they can reach you for that. Quickly give
Absolutely.
Email address, telephone
yep.
number.
Please email me at jcrunden, C-R-U-N-D-E-N, at ccdfusa.com or call me at 904-237-1068.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy
Privilege.
Schedule to be with us.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7,